Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Hello, and welcome back to a few excerpts from the Wake Up Call, ladies and gentlemen. I am Richard Martin, and it is Friday, December the 2nd, 2016, and this broadcast is coming to you from Malaysia. The war on terror has simultaneously been a war on truth. For 15 years, from 9/11 to Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction and Al-Qaeda connections, Iranian nukes, Assad's use of chemical weapons, endless lies about Gaddafi, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the governments of the so-called Western democracies have found it essential to align themselves firmly with lies in order to pursue their agendas. Now, these Western governments are attempting to discredit the truth-tellers who challenge their lies. Russian news services are under attack from the European Union and Western press as purveyors of fake news. Abiding by its Washington master's orders, the European Union actually passed a resolution against Russian media for not following Washington's line. Russian President Putin said that the resolution is, quote-unquote, a visible sign of degradation of Western society's idea of democracy. As George Orwell predicted, telling the truth is now regarded by Western democratic governments as a hostile act. A brand new website, propornot.com, has just made its appearance condemning a list of 200 internet websites that provide news and views at variance with the press media that serves the government's agendas. One wonders whether propornot's funding comes from the CIA, the National Endowment for Democracy, or George Soros. What we see here is those in the West disagreeing with the murderous and reckless policies of public officials being demonized as Russian agents. The president-elect of the United States himself has been designated a Russian agent. This scheme to redefine truth-tellers as propagandists has backfired. The effort to discredit truth-tellers has instead produced a catalogue of websites where reliable information can be found, and readers are flocking to the sites on the list. Moreover, the effort to discredit truth-tellers shows that Western governments and their prostitutes are intolerant of truth and diverse opinion and are committed to forcing people to accept self-serving government lies as truth. Clearly, Western governments and Western media have no respect for truth, so how can the West possibly be democratic? The Washington Post played its assigned role in the claim promoted by Washington that the alternative media consists of Russian agents. Craig Timberg, who appears devoid of integrity and intelligence, is the Washington Post stooge who reported the fake news that, quote-unquote, two teams of independent researchers, none of whom are identified, found that the Russians exploited Paul Craig Roberts' gullibility, that of Counterpunch, Professor Michael Chusodovsky of Global Research, Ron Paul, Lou Rockwell, Justin Raimondo, and that of 194 other websites to help an insurgent candidate, Trump, claim the White House. Note the term applied to Trump, insurgent candidate. That tells you all you need to know. Glenn Greenwald of The Intercept somehow escaped inclusion in the 200, as did Mike Shedlock. Western governments are running out of excuses. Since the Clinton regime, the accumulation of war crimes committed by Western governments exceed those of Nazi Germany. Millions of Muslims have been slaughtered, dislocated, and dispossessed in seven countries. Not a single Western war criminal has been held accountable. The despicable Washington Post is a prime apologist for these war criminals. The entire Western print and TV media is so heavily implicated in the worst war crimes in human history that if justice ever happens, the prostitutes will stand in the dock with the Clintons, George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, Obama and their neocon operatives or handlers, as the case may be. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, plenty more of the same, and all it takes is for you to get to the Podbean page if you're on another device. Go to the Donate tab on the left, follow the instructions, and please sign up for a recurring $70 donation, which can be reduced if your circumstances require, the minimum being $30. And please then proceed to enjoy the show twice a week, Mondays and Fridays. And I wish you all the best. Have a wonderful weekend ahead. Until Monday, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye.
And there you have it. You decide.